Welcome to Real Estate and You. We're going to have a super, super show. We've got our superstar, Tommy Olive, with us. We're going to talk about what's going on in this weather and how we're going to fix it with our plants. So stay tuned. We're going to have a great show for you. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
I brought a lift.
Way to go.
Ever done that? Maybe I have.
Welcome back to Real Estate and You. And folks, you know we always have a good show. We got Tommy Olive here.
Hey, Scott.
You always get excited. We always do a good show. And I always learn something.
Hey.
We need a weird plant. And I say weird plant because we got some weird weather.
Oh, man.
When we go from 28 degrees to 75 degrees to 24 degrees to, oh, my God, what do we do?
You know, some old-timers have told me, people have said this is abnormally cold. And I remember this is what's normal. I remember winters when we were kids. Yeah. This is normal. Too cold, and I'm too old for this. I'm ready for some warmth.
Yeah, I don't like the cold either. I'm not a cold person. I like warm weather.
I tell you what, Scott, I hate to tell everybody this, but I have learned through the years that a dry winter makes for a not pretty spring.
And we had a dry winter.
We have had a real dry winter.
The only blessing is, you know this and I know this, especially growing up here, people don't drive well when we have a wet winter.
We
didn't have the wrecks we usually have.
That's right.
Because we didn't have the wrecks, you know, with the bridges.
That's right.
That wet winter, they hit those bridges, they wreck.
The one wet spell we had, remember going down the Houston Heart in the loop?
Yep.
All those rails that were...
Tore up.
Yep. One day, and that's what happened here. So you're right, yeah.
So we didn't. So you think we're going to have a kind of a bad spring?
Well, the countryside won't be pretty.
No.
The grasses won't come out. I don't know whether y'all know that, like, if you sowed ryegrass this year, it didn't come up well because it needs rain. And some ryegrass is some people consider it a weed in their Bermuda lawns and stuff. Other people try to grow it in their Bermuda lawns because they want it green in the winter. But either way, it isn't growing right now. It's a little dip, but not much.
Yeah. So. Is ryegrass the same as buffalo grass, or is that totally different?
It's totally different.
Okay.
Yeah. Buffalo grass kind of grows like Bermuda in the warm season, and ryegrass will grow in the wintertime.
Okay. So what do we need to do right now?
Well, I tell you what, right now, I think you need to water.
Okay.
The ground is dry. And the grass, your lawn isn't dead. Those roots don't need to be down in perfectly dry soil. That kills a lot of the grass. I mean, it doesn't kill it reduces the amount of grass that's alive, and it takes it longer to recover. We should water. I should water my lawn. I need to hear me say this because I've been meaning to. I put out some olive oil and I was going to water it in, and it was windy those next 2 days, so I didn't. So I have no excuse. Now I need to water it in.
Are we still going to do the heavy water, or are we going to do some...
The deep watering.
Deep water.
Yeah. I'm convinced that's the only way you ought to water is deep. If you can put an inch and a half on, you don't need to again for 6 weeks probably from now.
Okay.
What is this? That'd be mid-March, right about... So, depends on the weather, but water deep soon if you haven't.
Okay, and that's all grasses, no matter what kind of grass you have.
Yeah, Bermuda grass, especially St. Augustine, but even Bermuda. Bermuda degresses and gets thinner if you don't water in the winter at all.
Perfect. What kind of plants do we need to talk about doing?
Do you like to eat onions?
I love onions.
Do you like...
My wife hates them, but I love them.
I like them cooked, especially. Squash and onions, a little butter.
Yeah. Oh, baby, yes.
I'm ready for summer. So, it's time to plant onions, for one thing. And potatoes, potatoes.
Never seen a potato I didn't like.
That's right. Pretty
full
good
stuff. Full of potassium. Mm. You know, everybody thinks potassium, you know, is what... What do you think potassium? What food do you need?
Yeah, I don't know. What are you thinking of?
Well, you have different ones. Jeremy, when you think potassium, what food do you think of? Potassium. What do you think?
Bananas.
Bananas.
That's right. Bananas.
But actually, potatoes have more potassium than bananas.
Hey.
You know how I know that? Because the doctor said, Scott, you got to have more potassium. That's your weak potassium. My heart, you know. But actually, the orange potato has the most potassium, but the bigger old baked, good old baked potato is full of potassium.
Well, we have gold, Yukon gold potatoes, so maybe they have more.
They're going to be full of potassium.
That's
so it'll be
right.
Great for you.
So everybody ought to plant tomatoes and potatoes.
A little trivia for you.
That's right. And then, you know, it's Valentine's Day is coming, and my granddad always said you ought to plant a tomato on Valentine's Day and protect it. And you'll have to protect it because it'll probably freeze. But if you, it takes about 2 months for it to begin to bear. So mid-February, 2 months later is mid-April. And it hadn't got hot yet. And tomatoes don't like to bear big fruit when it's hot. And so they bear better early. So you have to plant them early to get them to bear early. So planting tomatoes early, just one or two, is a smart thing.
What about peppers?
Peppers tend to bear well when it's hot, so they're not as important to plant early as tomatoes. Okay. But then you can plant broccoli and Brussels sprouts, stuff like that. You can seed spinach and turnips and beets and carrots and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff you can seed right now. They like it cool. They don't like it hot.
So we're in our farmer mode right now. We're not really in our plant mode, are we?
Hey, that's kind of the deal right now. It's early. If, as far as plants go, pruning roses back now, pruning live oaks and any kind of oaks now. You don't have to worry about that oak wilt. So there's a lot of stuff you can do. You ought to feed your pecan trees now if you have pecan trees.
Okay. And how do you recommend we do that?
A&M did a test, and they dug holes out the drip line and put this fertilizer down the holes, you know, about every 3 feet around the tree. And then they about 50 trees, and they also did 50 trees, was just broadcasting it out there. Watered it all in, watched the results. They said they couldn't tell any difference.
What about the plug things you buy and tap them in?
Well, those you can do that, or you can, and you have to soften the soil first to do that, or you can just poke a hole with a bar and pour granular fertilizer.
Same thing.
In. Same thing. But there was, and it's a lot easier just to spread it, and it was no better, no more productive to use the holes. So just broadcasting it and watering it in is the way to do it.
So
it's easy.
Now, what if we just put a little olive oil around it?
And do that.
That'll loosen the soil too.
Yes, well, that would. You know, so those of you that are using olive oil won't have to water in. You can use those spikes because it'll be soft.
So I'm thinking right now, I haven't used olive oil in a while. So if I put that on there before I do my watering, that would help too.
Correct. Yeah. If you're going to water and you do the olive oil, you ought to get it out before you water.
Folks, I'm going to tell you, I'm not doing just to help Tommy, but I watched it. I proved it to myself. We have a new house from the house. I'm used to it on our new lawn. We just put our new lawn in, literally, on our new one from our old house. That product works.
Yeah.
It does. It works.
People mistakenly think of it as plant food, and it's not. It's more of a soil conditioner.
Yeah.
And so you can do it right now.
And we haven't talked about this in probably over a year. When you say soil conditioner, let's talk again about that, how important it is, because some people may have just moved here. Talk about why it's important in San Angelo, Texas, to protect that soil.
Okay. In a teaspoon of soil, there's more living microbes than there are people alive on the planet Earth.
I didn't realize. I don't know if we said that. That's, wow.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
On a plant, there's between 1 and 10 million microbes alive per square centimeter. Between 1 and 10 million alive. So the micro life is incredible, and it really sustains all of our life. We wouldn't have any life without that microbial life. And so, and you have as much...
Wow.
You have about 5,000 pounds at least of microbial life in your dirt at your house. That's like a big steer, right? 5,000, a big bull, 5,000 pounds. So...